It's 8:44. For many people, a trip to the zoo has always been a magical experience. Matter of fact, Simon and Garfunkel even wrote a song about it.
Something tells me it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true.
At the zoo. At the zoo.
The Roanoke Valley is privileged to have its own Hilltop Zoo, which is currently in the middle of a thematic transformation. Bill Baker is co-director of Mill Mountain Zoo, and he joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Morano and me this morning to talk about the current state of Mill Mountain Zoo and what's ahead, including a ribbon cutting later today. Bill, good morning and welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be out. And thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. And Gene, that's a nice piece you put together. I haven't heard that many a day. Huh?
You know, when I think of zoos, that just comes into my mind. What can I tell you?
Hey, Bill, let's get started here. Talk about the new, this is exciting, Bill. Talk about the new refurbished home for the bald eagles that debuted last month. And were you able to find the eagles' mate, I think you were searching for?
Where to begin? The exhibit itself has come a long way, and we did finish all the work on that, so it's up and running. And we are in the process of hopefully getting a female eagle out of Missouri.
Wow.
And you were saying that eagles are better when they're in pairs? Or
most animals tend to do better in pairs in general. I think that's a good way of putting it.
Now, the eagle exhibit, before we talk about what's happening today, is I think there's some water attraction in there. How did you change the eagle exhibit?
It used to be a vulture exhibit in years past, and we came in and completely, about the only thing that's original to it is the superstructure at this point. New night house, water feature, landscaping, propping. Essentially, it's virtually an entirely new exhibit from the ground up.
Mm. Let's talk about the new snow leopard exhibit. That's a ribbon cutting 4 p.m. today on Mill Mountain. Talk about that. And because the snow leopard was there before.
Yes, that's correct.
What's new?
Well, what's new about it is the exhibit was starting to show its age, even though it has some really dynamic features like the Carlos mesh, which is pretty much state-of-the-art mesh that you see on exhibits. But to make a long story short, the night house was really showing its age, which is where he sleeps, he lives. And so it allowed us to go in and completely gut that and rebuild it from the inside out and also give the exhibit itself an entirely new, fresh look. It's much more natural, much more conducive to a soft visual experience for the patron. So it's a better fit for where we're headed. Just a better overall exhibit.
And I think you gave big props to a grant from the Roanoke Women's Foundation for helping make that happen.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
We're talking with Bill Baker, the co-director of Mill Mountain Zoo. And talk about, Bill, where the zoo is headed as far as more natural settings, more natural environments for these animals, something that makes them more comfortable and more realistic.
Well, we're changing the face of the zoo on many different fronts. I guess the Cliff Notes version of that would be what we're trying to do is we're trying to preserve our conservation ethic, have a stronger education background in terms of where we're taking the zoo so that we can actually, buys into the whole theory. Conservation starts at home. Thus, the whole concept of Virginia Wild, which is basically animals that are endemic, native to the Blue Ridge and Appalachian region part of this country. And the beauty of that is once again, like I said, conservation starts at home, but also, we're still going to keep our victory animals like palace cats, snow leopards, and red pandas. We've had great success with those. And I'm often asked, well, what's the mountains of the Himalayas got to do with the mountains of Appalachia? Well, you're looking at growing populations. You're looking, of course, at a need for people to understand that conservation ethic and also that tie-in to the world around them. So you're going to be seeing a lot of changes.
You know, one thing I wanted to talk about, and we're talking again with Bill Baker, co-director of Mill Mountain Zoo, it seems like you guys have been on a fairly good winning streak lately, Bill, where you've been getting a number of grants, a fairly good-sized grants from local organizations. Talk about that. Has something turned a corner there? Is there a recognition that the zoo needs help or that it's an asset worth preserving? Or am I off base on that? It just seems like there's been a lot of grants lately.
Yeah, right you are, Gene. I think the key thing here is there are several facets that everything you said was exactly 100% correct. You're talking about probably three different things that have changed. First and foremost, the zoo's headed in a new direction. There's a consensus. The staff knows where we're going. We have a dynamic board of directors and good leadership in that regard. And it's not lost on us that for many years there was questions, and I still do get them occasionally, where people go, hey, I heard things were happening up there, but you guys weren't doing so well for a while. Well, that was then, this is now. I'd like to believe there's a resurgence of faith in the zoo, a renewed interest in having this as an asset that continues in the community. And also, I think there's also that tie-in to, you know, once again, education, future generations, because if we don't do it today, who's going to follow in our footsteps?
Mm. Before I throw it back to Joey, are you still hoping, Bill, to get more support from local governments? I know you get, I think you get some money, but are you hoping that the local governments will see the zoo as really an asset for the Valley, whether it's for as a tourist venue or for education purposes, and where you would get more support from local governments? Or is that something you're just not counting on at this point?
Well, to get where we're going, there's a twofold issue associated with growth in zoos. Just a general statement. The best way to put that is you've got to have the operations side to keep going on your gate, but at the same time, you've got to have the capital growth that actually gets the exhibits, newer exhibits, newer animals in and on the plate, so to speak, for the public to enjoy. The city of Roanoke has been very good to us and been very supportive. However, we do reach a probably 100-mile radius in our demographic. Having said that, I guess I would encourage anybody in sound of my voice to continue supporting the zoo. We need capital support from local businesses, corporations, and of course also from the community at large. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, city of Roanoke. When you talk about Mill Mountain Zoo, we're talking about a lot of pocket communities around us that we reach out and we actually serve. We need them too.
Speaking with Bill Baker this morning, co-director of Mill Mountain Zoo, glad he's in studio with us this morning. Bill, you've already touched on a couple of things I was going to ask you about. I want you to kind of hold a thought where you were. You know, not everybody, not every locale has a gem like Mill Mountain Zoo that we have here. So I wanted to ask you again, how important is it not just for us here in Roanoke City, the Roanoke Valley, but people need to know about Mill Mountain Zoo and a great educational experience, a great asset for this Roanoke Valley, but what is the most important mission right now that you guys have up there, Bill?
Our most important mission right now is developing, as part of our conservation drive and that whole education ethic, is mm-hmm. moving forward with Virginia Wild. That'll fuel where we're wanting to go in this whole process.
The Virginia Wild concept, this is getting away, except for the Himalayan animals, from animals that are not native to the area. Do people really want to see raccoons, though, and bald eagles, things like that?
Surprisingly, yes. I live out in the Catawba area, so I see black bears and raccoons and eagles and hawks all day long. However, for people that live inner city or live in suburbs, they may not enjoy that experience in terms of that privilege that I have out where I live. To answer your question, yes, absolutely. People come to the zoo, and they really, really have the ability to see an animal close up. Even if you do see an eagle, usually it's thousands of feet up. And here they're actually able to engage with the animal. They're able to actually see it and actually spend some time with it. And that's more of a personal experience.
We should mention that I think you told me the eagle that you have there has an impairment, so it cannot really, it can't just take off and fly, right? Is that correct?
Yes. The vast majority of raptors, birds of prey, they're in captivity. Under USFWS guidelines, almost all of those are rehab animals. That's normal.
Mm-hmm. Before we run out of time here, talk about some of the other things going on at the zoo this summer. Talk about things like some summer camps are still in process, the Art Gone Wild, animal enrichment. Talk about some of the things that people can get involved in.
We still have summer camps going, and more information is available on that on our website at mmzoo.org. We also, of course, have various kids activities as well this summer. We still have Breakfast with the Animals. That is a huge hit.
And that's what?
It's basically people were able to get in before we open. It's almost like a private experience where you're able to go in before the zoo is open to the public. We actually serve a continental breakfast. You actually get guided tours, an in-depth kind of VIP experience, if you will. And it's an incredible opportunity to really see the animals before they go on show, because animals do behave slightly differently once we open the gates. They know their job as well as we know ours.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How often do you have the Breakfast with the Animals?
Right now, we're having those every few weeks.
Okay. And they can check the website for dates?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
A couple more minutes. We'll talk with Bill Baker, co-director of Mill Mountain Zoo. Talk about the birthday bash coming up July 7th, half-price admission. We'll talk about that. And how old is Mill Mountain Zoo?
Mill Mountain is going to be 66 years old this year.
And so talk about the birthday bash July 7th.
Birthday bash, we're going to have half-off admissions. And we, of course, are going to have free birthday cake. And we're also going to have keeper chats, live entertainment there from Joy True. And we're going to have lots of activities for kids and adults alike throughout the day.
Before we let you go, just talk briefly about your background. This is not your first rodeo as far as being a director at a zoo.
No, sir. Actually, I've been in the zoo business for probably over 30 years. In the course of my career, I started off as a wildlife biologist, and I've been a keeper, senior keeper, lead keeper, elephant trainer, sea lion trainer, cat trainer, curator, and this is my fourth directorship at a zoo.
Elephant trainer, what's that like?
Different. It's one of those things that's hard to explain. It's either in your blood or you're not. I was decent at it, but there are people that actually live for it, and my affinity is actually with the large cats.
Hmm. Got about 30 seconds left, Bill. Just give me a snapshot. What is the state of Mill Mountain Zoo at this point?
We're steady. We're here. We're not going anywhere, and we're here to serve the community, and I can assure you the zoo is going to continue to progress as we move forward with raccoon exhibit, bald eagle exhibit, snow leopard, new playground. We've got our fundraiser going on right now for North American River Otter. So far, we've raised well over $300,000 and towards that goal. So we're on a roll. We're not going anywhere.
And people can go to the website if they want to make a donation or find out how to get involved?
Absolutely. We keep our website updated on a daily basis.
All right, Bill. Bill Baker, co-director of Mill Mountain Zoo. We'll have to leave it there. And Bill, thanks for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.